Halo, halo. We'll begin with some meditations. What are they going to do? They're going to just, you know, sit quietly, okay? Sit quietly. So then, So as I mentioned last Sunday, you know, there's number of meditations. So the best way to sit quiet is to think something, you know. Productive meditation is, you know, in order to do the productive meditations, then we must think something, otherwise, you know, it's hard, just sit there, you know, so it's hard. So there are, you know, analytical meditation you can do, review meditation you can do, and you can concentrate, you know, just create some mental image and focus on that. Any image, just create some mental image, then concentrate on that. So then see, so we'll do that, you know, like maybe a couple of minutes, okay? Concentrate. Or you watch your breath, out, in, one, out, in, two, out, into, you can count many as well, you can count, you can do that. Quite easy to do. So we'll do that in the next couple of minutes, okay? So Mike, like, why people like to climb mountain? You like climb mountain, right? You go to Colorado, climb mountain. Why people like to climb mountain?
To be out in nature,
uh-huh.
To appreciate the earth, and to really just kind of clear your head and kind of forget about everything and just put one foot in front of the other and enjoy the beauty. Enjoy the beauty and solitude of the mountains.
Rocky Mountain?
Alaska.
Huh?
Sierra Nevada, yeah. Alaska, Sierra Nevada. California.
So, clear your mind?
Yeah.
How?
Well, you can take time to analyze things, meditate, or you can just, no matter what you do out there, you push it to the back of your mind and it always comes forward. But then you look around and you see the beauty of nature around you, and you realize that your problems aren't very big at all.
Then it's the same as sculpting?
Creating sculpture.
The walking with the stone?
The what?
Walking with the stone. So I said making something out of stone.
Yes, yeah, creating art. Comes from the mind.
This is like meditation?
Meditation is very, very hard. creating sculpture, climbing mountains is easy. Meditation is very hard.
I was wondering, I never climb mountains. I was wondering. So see, I thought there's something to do with the concentration. No?
It's concentration when you're up very, very high, putting one foot in front of the other, make sure you don't fall off.
Yeah, not just concentration, strong concentration.
Strong concentration, sometimes, yes. Not
so yes. Is that the reason that people enjoy climbing?
The danger,
mountains?
Yeah. Yeah, the challenge, the danger of big mountains, yes. Ice, yeah.
Mm, so see, I thought there's something to do with the concentration. So if there's concentration, that's why, you know, it's not a surprise. Concentration makes your mind calm, peaceful. There's no surprise. So that means, you know, yeah, when you climb in the mountain, there's between life and death, right? Life and death. If you don't come, if you can't just space, how is it? You can't just space out, spacing out?
Yeah, there's a lot of times you can't space out, depending on how big the mountain is.
You have to concentrate.
Even little mountains, you can get hurt, yes.
Oh, so there's the whole point. I think it's like concentration, you know, concentration. Doesn't matter where you concentrate. Once we start to concentrate, our mind becomes calm and peaceful. Whether you're doing walking with a sculpture?
Sculpture, yes.
Sculpture?
Yes.
So you're trying to get the shape that you want, and the stone is hard, so you have to be very, very careful how you walk with. You know, then it requires concentration. So that's, I think, in that case, you know, probably don't need to sit still, you know. So concentration is, climbing probably Mount Everest probably requires a lot of concentration. Mount Everest, right? Yeah. Maybe the reason why people enjoy, it makes their mind kind of calm and peaceful. That's what I'm thinking. So then, you don't have to climb Mount Everest. You can do it at home. Concentration, I think that's the key. Concentration, you know? So, so there's no, not according to Buddhism, according to concentration meditations, not necessarily Buddhist teaching, concentration meditation, there's like 9 stages, you know, like that you go through the 9 stages. There's the technique or instructions that how one can develop like the best form of concentrations. And the very first step is to know non-dajjhava, means, you know, like say, being within, being within. So probably that's whenever people are working with whenever people are working with working with the sculpture or climbing the mountain. And some people say when they dive deep in the oceans, they feel very calm and peaceful. So I think same probably, you know, you need to concentrate. So there's the initial stage, that's the very first step to be within, you know, non-dajjhava. How long? So then the rest of the step, you know, rest of the steps, and that's getting better and better and better. So now the job, the first one, that's the being within now the job. So, you know, so that requires, you know, some kind of object, you know. Without object, you know, it's hard to be present or be within. I think it's the same, I think, be present and be within. It's pretty much the same. So basically, you know, trying to keep the mind with yourself, keep the mind with yourself, you know. Mind is something that thinks, you know, all the time. Not able to stay with one object, you know. So need to learn how to stay with one object. So then that's the way to make your mind calm and peaceful. So therefore, people, you know, use all kinds of objects. People use all kinds of objects, you know. So usually, like what I say, like mental image. Mental image, you create some mental image and try to stay with that image. We are trying to keep our mind with that object. So not this not multiple objects, just single object, and we try to keep our mind with that object. So then there's no way to make your mind calm or peaceful, or there's a way to train the mind, be still. Train the mind how to be still. Because this mind is on the move all the time, even though we are sleeping, that mind is still on the move, no? Even though, not wild as we wake, not wild as we are awake, but still in the move. So, that concentration could get, you know, very, very strong. When this concentration starts getting stronger, so then everything, all the senses get weaker. It gets weaker and weaker, then you don't hear sound, doesn't mean you are deaf, but you know, you don't, then you know, all the senses slowly get, you know, kind of like weakened. It gets weaker, because this, you know, focus is so strong, because, you know, there's just single object, just single object. Could be a piece of flower, could be somebody's photos, doesn't matter. As a Buddhist, you know, we use holy image, as a Shakyamuni Buddha or like that. But the point is now, so, you know, if including myself, if you are, some of you are here who is, you know, interesting about learning how to make the mind calm and peaceful, so what we need to do is we need to learn how to concentrate. See, if you concentrate, you get benefit. The benefit is like calm mind, peaceful mind. There's the benefit, there's the result. There's a result of concentration is to calm mind, peaceful mind. It does not liberate, the concentration does not liberate. The wisdom liberates. No? Why? Because suffering occur, not because our neighbor, not because our friend, not because of our car, not because of our house, not because of the government, because of ignorance. Huh? Means fundamental confusions, no? Fundamental confusions. So, because of that, you know, then everything, all the difficulties arise. Since from the beginningless time, you know, you can count. Since from the beginningless time, so that difficulties arise, you know, since from the beginning, because of confusion, you know, ignorance. So in order to overcome from that fundamental confusion, we have to understand two. As the ultimate truth, you know, not just caught up with conventional truth, that things we see, we experience, we see, then we have opinion, we judge, you know, so then all these things, this is just caught up with the conventional reality, not able to go beyond the conventional reality, which is ultimate truth. So once we start to think about ultimate truth, so then this is like, how I said, the liberation is starting. The liberation is starting. So see, so now what is fundamental confusions? So concentration makes your mind calm and peaceful, but it will not liberate you. It will not liberate, not just concentration will not liberate us, you know, from suffering. The wisdom liberates. So wisdom, not just simple wish to be liberated. We all have wish to be liberated, but that's not good enough. What we need wisdom. Not just wisdom, what we need particular wisdoms. Wisdom that understands true nature of mind. Which is ultimately, Yeah, so we just yeah, so I say all the appearances are as all the Navasibhi. All the appearances of all the appearances are nature of mind. The nature of mind is empty. Ultimate truth. See, true truth. Conventional truth, ultimate truth, four truth, four noble truth. In order to understand true truth, need some understanding of the four noble truth. Understanding of four noble truth, then true truth, is quite difficult. So, anyway, ultimately everything's level. It's not. Nothing is serious, nothing is serious, and nothing is solid, nothing is serious, everything. When we start to think something is very serious, it's kind of just hallucinated. Everything is like labeled, everything is labeled. This is labeled by prayer will, this is labeled by book, This is like mere prayer will, mere book, It's not solid book, it's not like solid prayer will, everything is labeled. Ultimately, nothing is serious as we think. Ultimately, nothing is serious as we think. Ultimately, it is like dream. It does not mean dream. It is like dream, It's like dream. So we see dreams. We see elephant in the dream. But clearly, there's no elephant. Physical elephant. It's not like here people say elephant in the room. Not that kind of elephant. It's the animal elephant. In India, there's elephant not in the room, elephant in the jungle. Here, there's no elephant in the jungle, elephant in the room. Kind of interesting. So here people say holy cow. There's no holy cow. Where's the holy cow? Holy cow is in India. But they don't say holy cow. There's holy cow. People here say holy cow. There's no holy cow. Holy cow is in India. People here say elephant. There's no elephant. Elephant is in India. So when I first came to this country, some of the sender members took me to in the wood. So there's a big tree that falls down. I thought there's elephant. So then I asked them, so is the elephant? They kind of laugh and say, there's no elephant. So they say, there's another kind of elephant in the room, another kind of elephant. So anyway, ultimately, see, like, nothing is serious as we think, nothing is serious as we think. It's like, once our understanding of ultimate truth improve, nothing is serious, no. Even the death, nothing is serious, no. Death, birth, aging, everything, is not serious as we think, it's not solid as we think, It's like, it's like illusion, so. See, like, why? Because everybody experiences differently. That clearly indicates nothing is from their side. If there's something solid from their side, everybody should have the same experience. But that's not the case. Everybody has different experience. Because this is no reflection. It just has the reflection of the thought. So see, the person who sees emptiness, their reflection of thought is not serious. It's not us, not serious as ours, See, they, so anyway, so it's hard, hard topic. So ultimate truth. Ultimately, nothing is serious as we think. Ultimately, nothing is serious as we think. It's just everything's level. Everything's level, level. We just call, we just label, or that is good, we label, or that's not good, we label. I like that, that label. I don't like this label, you know. My dog don't like me, that label. So we have no idea, you know. We just label, my dog don't like. all of that, everything level. So see, there's a lot of benefit. So the wisdom, there's not just wisdom, particular wisdom that liberates us from all these complications, confusions. Well, how we are confused? Because we are confused because we have no idea, you know, about self. Self? We have no idea about self. No. What is self? No. We are grabbing on self, there's totally non-existence. Then that becomes that self-grasping mind. That very mind becomes like iron cage that you just trap. See? That self-grasping, you know, it's like rules. Rules our life. And that's like, you know, so then self-cherishing mind is like act like minister. Act like probably, I don't know what kind of minister, I have no idea. What kind of minister? Defense minister? I'm not sure. There's many ministers, I'm not sure what kind of minister. But self-grasping mind is like, it's like king, act like king. Then the self-cherishing mind is like minister, you know. So actually, self-grasping, the very self that we grabbing on very tightly, is mistaken. So then when you start to question what is self? Is it my body? What is self? If so much has been built on that, maybe it's like the very foundation is mistaken. Maybe then therefore, you know, there are so many, you know, the mistakes occur because of that. Danzo charge it, you know. We are in the iron cage of self-grasping. That's what you call. Then, you know, all confused. So ultimate truth, the wisdom, liberate, not just wisdom. But, you know, any small wisdom, it liberates, you know, it liberates. If you don't know, this is a nice clock. If you can't read any of the instructions, if you don't know how to read MIN, it's called minutes, right? You could think that's hour. No, if you hear there, you are not going to get hour, you are going to get a minute. So there's not just simple wish, you know, to know, but that requires some knowledge that you learn. Somebody tells you, okay, this is a minute, this hour, this is how you set up alarm. So that knowledge, then that frees you from that not knowing. Ignorance is not knowing, that's all. Ignorance is not knowing. It's not, you know, not knowing. So then when you know how to set up the alarm, that's called wisdom. Wisdom by listening, wisdom by seeing, then wisdom by thinking, then wisdom generated by deep thinking. So that wisdom will liberate. So first wisdom by listening or hearing or reading. So then there's not the best form of wisdom, but then the second wisdom, then by thinking. That's better. Then the deep thinking, wisdom generated by deep thinking, also that one definitely liberated, will liberate us. So then any other form of wisdom will liberate from, you know, temporary problem. All the temporary problems should solve by wisdom, you know, not by simple wish. So probably need to think about, you know, like maybe to how is maybe it's like time to think about how we define self. You know, what is self? What is self? So now, then I'm going to read from this book. Okay. So last time I just talked. I did not read because there's a bunch of students from the church, some school, high school. Yeah, so there's a whole line of students. So then I thought, you know, if I read this part, they're not going to understand. So I did not read. I just talk about things. So, oh yeah. Ultimately, it all comes down on mind, you know. It all comes down on mind. What Lama Tsongkhapa said, Kana Lenam Samba Sangye La, positive action or negative action is depend on positive mind and negative mind. Kana Lenam Samba Sangye La, Samba Sangye, it depend on gentle mind, opposite, what is opposite of gentle mind? Ungentle? Negative mind. Can you say ungentle? No. That's not right English. This house, it sounds like Tibetan, it's Sangbo, Nyemba. Sangbo means, you know, Sangbo means good. Nyemba means not good. Good mind, not good mind. It's no good action or not good action very much depend on good mind or not good mind. So, if the mind is good, everything become good. Good action, bad action depend on good mind or bad mind. If the mind is good, everything will become good. If the mind is not good, then everything becomes negative. Therefore, everything is dependent on mind. Not just one thing. Everything is dependent on mind. If that very mind transforms, there is like equivalent of transforming everything. If that mind will be transformed, then it's like transforming everything else. Equivalent of transforming everything else. So these texts, that this text is is called 7-point mind training tracks. This is written by one of the Tibetan masters called Kadampa Master Gyi Chekawa, written by that. So I thought, probably read this, so then you can get, if you want to read, so you can get the books, You can get this book available here, so you can get there, you can read. So today the sections that we are reading, I'm going to read, is like called Lale Tanje Chiklat Das. Your mic work?
No, it's not. We were in the third point, taking the adverse conditions onto the path.
Oh, that all definition.
Okay, so number four then?
After that.
With the three views of treasury of space? Past that?
Three views of treasury of space?
Yeah.
So let me see. I think that's all.
We finished that too?
I think that's all finished.
Okay.
So not three view. Just go one second. Before that, what is it before three view?
Banish all blames to the single source?
Yeah, that's the one I want to talk today.
Okay. How is
it banish?
Banish all blames to
what
the single source.
What is banish?
Like get rid of.
Can you say that again, please?
Banish all blames to the single source.
I'm not sure where the word banish come from. So Lale Tamji, Lale Tamji Chila Das.
Blame goes to a single source, the mind, right?
Yeah, that's what it's supposed to sound. What this, how it's supposed to sound. Banish.
Just reading what Tupten Jinpa says. Banish all blames to the single source, and then to all beings contemplate their great kindness.
That's the first one.
Banish all blames to the single source.
So the Tupten Jinpa, that's His Holiness, the translator, His Holiness Dalai Lama translator, he knows what he's talking about. So he's well educated. I think his translation should be correct. So
get to a way of banish all blame, which means any blame you have, like blame you, blame her, banish it, remove it. And then all blame then goes to a single source.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Put two things together.
That makes sense.
That's my understanding of it.
Lale Tanje Chikla Das. That makes sense. I always blame Ji Sambo. My roommate, you know, one of the monks, next Sunday he's going to teach. I pretty much blame him, you know. If something doesn't go well in my house, I pretty much blame him. So that sounds very familiar, you know. But that's not the answer. That's not the answer, you know. That's not how you're going to be liberated, you know. So you know, I know, we all know. But, you know, this habit is hard to break. But we cannot give up. We cannot give up. We have to try. So see, so the really, real dictatorship is like this. As I said, it's like this. It's another name is called iron cage. So the iron cage is not Gisambo or someone else. The iron cage is like this self-grasping mind. No? Self-grasping mind. It's not grasping on the self that exists. It's grasping on the self that doesn't exist. In the first place, is grabbing very tightly on something that doesn't exist. So, it's not clear understanding of self. It's grabbing on some self that does not exist, or maybe exaggerated. It's just exaggerated. Self is not real self, it's just exaggerated. And holding very tightly on that is not, that's a mistake. So, as a Lojong practitioner means, you know, someone who practices mind training. Someone who practices mind training is someone who thinks about mind training all the time. That's called mind training practitioner, Lojong practitioners. So that's what they do. They has a blame on the single source, which is self-grasping mind. That's the one causing all these problems. So that's the one I was trapped, because of that I was trapped, not because of, you know, someone else. But it's hard, you know. But it's not going to be easy, but we should not give up, so we must try. Sake of our own liberations, sake of liberation for other people, we must try. You know? Otherwise, it's going to be, recycle. Mm-hmm. It's going to be, go round and round and round and round, and go just round and round and round. See? So Lale Tanje Chilandas. So when you start to think of ultimate truth, that's the way to get rid of this mistaken, you know, this iron cage. That's the way to open this iron cage, or maybe destroy that iron cage, is to think about ultimate truth. Ultimately, everything is level, you know. It's level. So see, like when we are young, when we are very young, when we are 1 year old, 2 year old, 3 year old, we see things, but we don't level. We see things, we don't take anything that is very serious, except probably cookies, candies, you know, some, except sweets, you know. So then they take that very seriously, sweet. You know. So if they need to cry, they will cry. I'm not getting a sweet. Besides that, you know, things that we take very seriously, they don't take very seriously. And for them, everything is something to play, you know, something to play. You know. So then we grow up, you know, so then we learn, then we become very serious, we become so tight, so sophisticated, full of doubt, and all, then, you know, it's become. So then this kind of teaching will help to to bring back to the root, so the self-grasping mind, there's a single source to blame. Nothing else. But it's hard. I'm not saying easy, but it's hard. But we must try. You know, otherwise, we will never ever going to see liberations. You know, from samsara, we'll be here in samsara again. And when we are in samsara, so then everything, you know, we can expect. Oh, how come that I'm not happy all the time? Because this is a part of samsara. That's why. Not because you are incapable or capable, good or bad, nothing to do with that. Because samsara, that's what happened. In samsara, things in the samsara is complicated. Right from the beginning, right from the birth, it's complicated, no? This is complicated. It's going to be complicated, no? It's going to be complicated. Unless you understand the ultimate truth, then you know that's the way to liberate. So that's the, according to 7-point mindfulness text, is the self-grasping mind, that's the one need to be, how you say, blamed.
Geshe-la, another word for banish is send away. Send away.
Yeah.
So send away all blame to the self-grasping mind.
Yeah, that sounds good. Self-grasping mind, yeah. That sounds good. That sounds good. So, try, see how it works. Just try. We can give up. If we are really seeking liberation, we can give up. This is the best chance. Because we can think, we can learn, we can think. So we are not only fish on this planet, there are so many other fishes. Look around, how much they can think. How much they can learn, Even just, there's school for dog, they use deaf school.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you people take dog to school. Right? Some of my friends do, they take their dog to school. So teach them just to sit. It takes a long time. Just the word sit. So for us, it will take us like 1 minute, probably less than a minute. If you tell someone to sit, they'll sit. For dog, it will take a long time to sit, so just to say sit, you have to give some treat to sit on. See, this is a bad chance to think something, think seriously for your liberation, for good. Everlasting vacation. Once you liberate it, everlasting vacation, doesn't need any money, doesn't need a visa, airplane ticket, everlasting. So that's the goal. Okay, that's the goal. That is the goal. As a Buddhist, that's the goal, liberation. So if we are seriously seeking liberation, some kind of freedoms, So some kind of, if you are seriously seeking freedom, so that's the way to go. If you start first of all, before blaming to the self-grasping mind, we have to understand what is self-grasping mind. And in order to understand that clearly, first we have to understand what is self. What is self? The self that's exaggerated. Self that exists, but there's another self that's been exaggerated. So once we have clear understanding of self, so then then it's getting better. Okay, it's getting better. Oh yeah. So that's all I'm going to say here. This Lale Tanji Chikla Das. Whatever Lale means, Lagba literally means hand. The activity of a hand, like touching here, touching here, flipping there, touching, opening, all of them. So those all kind of activity that does by hand. So if you can, this all activity that my hand does is to free myself, from samsara, Lale Tanji. If you can summarize all your hand activities, the goal is to liberation. That's just an example. That's an example. Means that everything that I do, meditate, reciting, reading some books, books about spiritual practice, or then thinking about spiritual practice, talking about spiritual practice, or doing meditation, saying mantra, all of that is for what? All these different activities, is for what? It's for liberation. It's for my liberation, my freedom. If you can summarize that like that, So this is exactly what it means. So the second chukla, second one, kula kadeshana gums.
Toward all beings, contemplate their great kindness.
I need to read because some are probably wondering. We all started this text how many months ago? This is the same text, you know. That's what happened exactly. Whenever I start some text, we are going to stay with the text in months and months and months and months and months. So I have to finish this. I'm committed to finish, you know. So then, one is
toward all beings, contemplate their great kindness.
Oh, contemplate all.
Contemplate their great kindness toward all beings.
These are good things. No, these are good things. Kuna kadichangums. All, not just one. All, not just my friend, my relatives, my neighbors. All. So see, like when we see somebody's going through difficulties, no, somebody going through difficulties. For example, somebody is begging on the side of the street. Somebody's begging side of the street. That person from outside, that person looks good, you know. Sometimes they are young, they look good. So, like our minds, you know, like when we see something like that, you know, then you see like how the mind plays. So whenever, like, generally speaking, you know, for your own sake of your own happiness and the sake of happiness within the community, entire world, what everybody should do, whenever we see somebody's going through difficulties or someone going through difficulties, the best thing to do is to generate compassion. The best thing to do is to generate compassion. You know? If you want to have some opinion, we must have opinion about compassion. You know? Compassion, so. Compassion only arises if you see some difficulties, then the compassion is wish to help, because that person is going through difficulties, so wish to help. When we see, oh, somebody's very successful, you know. So the bottom line here, you know, whether it's like something good or somebody's very beautiful, in order to get jealous, and we need to think something positive. There's positive way to think, you know, there's positive. If somebody's become very rich, very successful, there's positive way to think about that person. If somebody's going through difficulties, there's positive way to think. So that means no matter what kind of circumstance, what you see, you know, whether it's good, attractive, rich, powerful, successful, and like unsuccessful, you know, underprivileged. Whatever we see, then has to contemplate.
Contemplate their great kindness.
Contemplate their great kindness. Does it make sense? It makes sense. It's not easy, but we have to try. You know, say because negative mind means makes sense. When I say negative mind, thinking not happy thinking. No, not happy thinking. The thinking is not make you happy. The thinking is make you sick. No, the thinking is make you upset. The thinking make you irritate, annoy. That kind of thinking. That's the last thing we need. We don't need any of those. That's why we are trying to get rid of them. Because this is all unhealthy mind. That's why you don't feel healthy. Because of an unhealthy mind. So, no matter what kind of circumstance, when we see, and we are trying to see something positive, you know. Say, without judgmental mind. So, it's hard, but for our own happiness, mental happiness, we must try, you know. It's not going to be easy. It's going to be a challenge. If it's easy, then everybody will be liberated. No? So we must try, you know. Instead of just talking about world peace, universal peace, or like, you know, compassion, you know, so we must try. So kulak anichava gums. That's what they do when they see somebody. For example, I'll just give you an example. When you see somebody very beautiful, very attractive, instead of getting jealous, you say, wow, great, you know. That's the result of practicing compassion and patience. That's what's going to happen. If you practice patience and compassion, you know, that's why it makes you look very beautiful. Oh. If somebody's very successful, oh, that's the practice of the result of practicing generosity. You relate it. Everything you see, you relate it to some practice. Oh. The result. Nothing is random, coincidence. If it's coincidence, there means no cause, right? Coincidence means no cause. Is random, is like no cause. When people say random, means there's no cause. That's hard to believe. You know, everything else has cause. You know, tree has cause. If there's no rain, there will be no tree. The backyard, in the grass in the backyard has cause. It's not just everybody wish to have a good looking yard. But you know, everything has cause. Okay, then everything has got besides this, you know, this is hard to believe, hard to understand. Is something coincidence or random. So that means no cause, right? No cause. So that means no hope. No cause means no hope. No cause means no change. No change means no matter what you do, there will be no change. If there will be no change, if you are miserable, you are going to be miserable forever. There will be no change because it's just random. And there's no cause because you just become miserable, that's all. There's no cause, you know. If you're happy, or just you are going to be happy forever. Is that true? That's not true. If you have experience, I have experience, someday I'm happy. That's not random. If it's random, then how come the next day you are unhappy? How come the next day you start blaming that your happiness is destroyed by example? See, today I'm happy, next day I'm not happy. So Gijisangpa was my roommate, that's another monk. I thought he's the one who's destroying my happiness. That's what happened, that's not true. So see, so kula katinchen gom, so there is a way to relate it. Everything we see, there's a way to relate it to help us to generate some kind of positive thought. That's very good, you know. So then can you imagine, you know, you see me, I see you, we, you know, wear different clothes, we live in different cultures, we have different interests, you know, different lifestyles, you know, probably different, we like different food, different kind of food, you know, but this all doesn't matter, you know, long as we see to each other with positive thought, that's what matters. So, and then, I think religious is no needed, no longer needed. Why? Everybody's doing good. Everybody's doing. So then, end of the day, we are judged by that. We are judged by our positive thinking, our actions. So, that's applied to everybody, not just, you know, people who believe in religion. You believe in religion or not believe in religion, doesn't matter. So, you know, long as you look at things from, you know, positive point of view. That's what it means. Kula kadinchama gumso. It's hard. I'm not saying it's easy. It's hard. But it's not going to be easy if you don't try. So, sake of your own happiness, our own happiness, we must try. So, we must try, you know, try. Then, slowly, things will change. Slowly, your perception of the world, your perception about other belief, your perception of other cultures, other tradition will change. Ultimately, those things doesn't matter. So see, those things are not serious as we think. It's just, you know, it's all level, different bunch of different levels. So we put on. Ultimately, everything is connected. Everything has to something to contribute to the humanity. That's the one. So then, so now only 2 minutes left. So, so then, you know, also that's only 2 minutes. So now probably going to stop here. Now 1 minute left. So there's another class after this, another class. Then, so we must try, okay? We must try. For sake of our happiness, we must try. So then people who come here, they feel, you know, people here are at our center, you know. So they feel people are trying. People are trying, they feel. Not just here, you know, when you go out. So it's all about thinking. As I said, it's all summarized into thinking, you know, thinking. Thinking something positive, that's a way to liberate. Thinking negative, that's not a way to liberate. That's like, that binds you down into samsara, thinking something negative, thinking something positive. And not just to think, you know, happy to think, you know, happy to talk, happy to eat, happy to go, happy to sleep. No, happy to eat, no? So people should not feel bad when you eat cheesecake. It's hard to believe, no? Eating cheesecake with all kind of mindset. Like, we don't have to eat. Once we eat, why are you worried? Just have to, just enjoy. Just enjoy it. So, happy to able to say some prayer. Sometimes you don't get time to say prayer. Happy not to say prayer. So, this is what we need. You know, we need more happy mind. Happy mind means positive thinking. Positive thinking. So that's all. But it's not easy. And we do need instruction how to do those. How to do those. When I see somebody very successful, how I can relate that to somebody positive thinking. So then you relate them to six perfections. Six perfections. That's the goal. That's the goal. Ultimate goal. So that's, so then we have become so used to positive thinking in the end of our lives, so that we're still going to think positive, something positive, something nice, something positive. So that's the way to be liberated. That's the way to go from happiness to happiness, from happiness to happiness. So that happy thinking, that's like the horse. If you ride on that horse will get you to happiness, happiness to happiness. No matter how long this life goes on, you go by happiness to happiness. That's good. So that's the summary of this, okay? Also read this too. So then I'll stop. Then we'll say some dedications.
Okay, in the Gold Prayer Book, if you look at page 246, we'll read the prayer by Master Shantideva. May all beings everywhere, plagued by sufferings of body and mind, obtain an ocean of happiness and joy by virtue of my merit. May no living creature suffer, commit evil, or ever fall ill. May no one be afraid or belittled with a mind weighed down by depression. May the blind see forms and the deaf hear sounds. May those whose bodies are worn with toil be restored on finding repose. May the naked find clothing, the hungry find food. May the thirsty find water and delicious drinks. May the poor find wealth, those weak with sorrow find joy. May the forlorn find hope, constant happiness and prosperity. May there be timely rains and bountiful harvests. May all medicines be effective and wholesome prayers bear fruit. May all who are sick and ill quickly be freed from their ailments. Whatever diseases there are in the world, may they never occur again. May the frightened cease to be afraid and those bound be free. May the powerless find power and may people think of benefiting each other. For as long as space remains, for as long as sentient beings remain, until then may I too remain to dispel the miseries of the world. And then if you turn back just one page, we'll do the long life prayer for His Holiness the Dalai Lama. In the land encircled by snow mountains, you are the source of all happiness and good. All-powerful Tenrezig Tenzin Gyatso, please remain until samsara ends. And then the next page at the bottom, the long life prayer for Ken Rinpoche. The one who mastered his speech at a very young age, the one with great patience who receives the name Avatar, the one with great precision who spreads the teachings of Lama Tsongkhapa on bliss and void, Lama, ornament of the Yellow Hat tradition, please remain until samsara ends. And then back on 244, the long life prayer for Lama Tsongkhapa. You who uphold the subduer's moral way, who serve as a bountiful bearer of all, sustain, preserving, and spreading Manjina's victorious doctrine, who masterfully accomplished magnificent prayers honoring the three jewels, Savior, myself, and others, your disciples, please, please live long. And then we'll say seven green Tara mantras for Geshe Gelug's long, happy, healthy life. Om Tai Chu Tai Chu Re So Ha. 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 Om Tai Chu Tai Chu Re So Ha.
Yeah, thank you. Well, have a nice weekend.